It's 48 days to Election Day on the 1st of November. This weekend, you're invited to come to any one of the 23,000 plus voting stations that are going to be open across South Africa for you to go and register if you are a first-time registering person for elections, meaning that you've turned 18 since 2019, or if you have moved an address, if the ward boundary where you live has shifted. It's always good to go to the voting station this weekend just to see and confirm that your name is there. The IEC hoping to receive between 1 million and 1.3 million people going through their voting stations this coming weekend. Also, to test the systems, of course, that they have in place in response to an election in COVID-19 pandemic times. And one of those things that they'll be testing without a doubt is the new voter verification system, which is what the Deputy Chief Electoral Officer for Electoral Matters at the IEC, Mashego Shaburi, is joining us about this morning. Mashego, 2 days in a row. Thank you very much for availing yourself again. But we're trying to understand, I suppose, the 101, if you like, of this election system. And today I want to focus on the voter verification system, which is, in the past, we used to call it the zip-zip, right, where you hand over your ID book or your smart card and they scan it, and that's supposed to register to some database that Africa Melane has indeed participated in the elections. What are the improvements on the system that you've got in play for this year? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. The improvements are as follows, Africa. Following the Concord decision in 2016, that all voters who appear on the voters' roll must have an address where an address is objectively available. The commission then decided to update its technology because the ZipZip, while it was cutting edge for its time, is no longer relevant for current circumstances. So the commission has purchased a voter management device that will assist us to register voters and confirm their registration almost instantaneously. What it needs to do for us is at the point where we interact with the voter, we will be able to confirm the address of the voter or a description of a place of ordinary residence, so that when we interact with the voter, we already confirm the address details, confirm that they are a citizen by comparing their ID number against the National Population Register. The second thing that it needs to do for us is that on voting day, we will use it as a live voters' roll so that we can update almost in real time the details of voters who have participated in an election for that day. For example, if Masego is registered in one voting district in national and provincial elections, he goes and votes in his voting district and later tries to go and vote elsewhere. Our database, we will have the capability to update our database so that even if he presents himself at another station, we will have an indication that he has already participated in that election. And for that reason, we will not process the application to vote at another voting station.
A couple of practical questions, and let me perhaps pick up on your last point. If Masego goes to a voting station that Masego has been going to for the last however many local government elections he's participated in, and let's imagine for a second that they've missed an SMS from the IEC to tell them that there's been a shift in the boundary of the ward, so therefore they need to go to another voting station in order for them to participate in that particular ward. Will this system be able to say, Masego, this is not the voting station where you're supposed to vote, rather go to the other one?
Indeed, even before the certification of the voters' roll, in between March and June this year, we have communicated with voters whose registration details were impacted by the shift in the ward boundaries at the instance of the demarcation board to indicate to them that their details have changed. We've sent them SMSs to say, please re-register online or at a voting station, failing which, in terms of the law, the CEO is under obligation to then amend the registration details of those voters. We would have sent communication to the voters indicating that they can make representation why their registration details should not be updated to accord to the new ward in which they are registered. And if voters made representation or failed to make representation, the CEO would consider those and then automatically move those voters and send them confirmation that their registration details have been updated to accord with the new boundaries in which they are now located.
Is this a voter management system and device that has been used elsewhere in the world, or has it been designed specifically for South Africa?
The device is a we bought only the device. The applications that operate on the device are something that we did ourselves in-house. So we just bought a platform, and we then created the applications ourselves for the business purpose of the Electoral Commission. It is possible that there may be other systems similar in the world, but this one is not an off-the-shelf solution. The applications were developed by us in-house to meet our unique business purposes.
And have you used then the by-elections that you managed to hold successfully in this last year and a bit to test the system then and whether it works? Because, and I imagine the voter registration weekend will be one of those where you've got enough of critical mass to pressure test, if you like, a stress test the system in preparation for the election on the 1st of November.
The procurement was concluded just before the registration weekend, so we've not had an opportunity to test them en masse in by elections. However, we have simulated a registration weekend to test and stress test the system, and the registration weekend will afford us an opportunity then to see the VMD perform in circumstances that approximate real life situation at the registration station.
Because one of the practical questions then will be this process then, I mean, ideally it's supposed to be quick and efficient, right? Particularly if in areas like Cape Town and Joburg and Pretoria, the connectivity is very good and it can upload and download and do whatever it needs to do instantly. It might become a little bit tricky if you're operating out of Umbu, for example, in the Eastern Cape, where perhaps connectivity and bandwidth is not as strong. But the question is, if I'm person number 234 on the line waiting to cast a vote on the 1st of November, will this process speed up the process of you processing 253 other people in front of me, or will it slow it down?
It should not necessarily slow it down. For registration purposes, as you currently point out, in more urban centers, the VMD is provisioned to work online. In more rural settings, and we've also made a determination of voting stations at which we have GSM connection. And in those where we do not have, the VMD will be provisioned in an offline mode. In other words, we will download maps, voters' roll, as well as the national population register, so that they are incubated on the device itself, so it doesn't need to connect to an internet for it to operate. But those are very few voting stations in comparison to the 23,000 network of voting stations. So it should not slow down the process.
All right. And just to be clear, the VMD system engaged will not replace the ink on your left thumb as an indicator, additional indicator, that you have participated in the election. And if not, how are we going to make sure that there'll be no politician who'll be taken to the lectern of a provincial results operating center using, I don't know, Q-Tex removal chemicals to say, look, you can remove this easily and I can go vote somewhere else if I choose to?
Thank you for that question, Africa. The use of indelible ink is one of the safeguards in the voting process, and it has been retained as such. given the experiences of 2019, we have changed our procurement strategy in that, one, we have restructured our procurement such that the ink is produced. The person can source all the ingredients internationally, but we have insisted that the ink is produced locally so that we can, using some scientific partners, then have a robust process of testing all the batches that are released from that indelible ink production in order to increase the efficacy of the ink as a safeguard mechanism. We accept that there will be attempts by persons to vitiate the efficiency of the ink by applying substances to their nails or deliberately attempting to remove it after they have voted. Another important thing is that for this election, owing to COVID-19, we have dispensed with the indelible ink pens. You would recall in previous elections, we used indelible ink pens to mark the finger of a voter. So we will now use ink decanted into bottles and using an applicator like a earbud to apply to a voter stamp so that we do not share equipment on multiple voters. So we'll use a single-use earbud applicator on one voter and dispose that bud so that we do not share applicators of the ink. And in that way, we reassure citizens that they are not being exposed to greater risk by coming to the stations and voting.
Yeah. Masako, it's probably the last time I'll be speaking to you this week, I promise. we keep on coming up with, let's ask about this. And as I said, this whole week we'll be spending time to just help the listeners understand literally the logistical, I suppose, applications of putting on an election, particularly within the shortened amount of time that you have to put it on. 48 days are left before the election day. The day, of course, will be proclaimed on Monday by Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. What are the stress levels like for you and your teams, given, and I know you had prepared for this election anyway. You launched an event earlier in the year that said we are ready for local government elections 2021, and despite applications to the Constitutional Court to realize hopefully a delay on the election date, you were going ahead anyway with preparations. But your lives have been disrupted somewhat. What are the stress levels for you and your colleagues ahead of this weekend and the local government election on the 1st of November?
Typically, it takes about 72 to 84 days to prepare for an election, and that is after you've had a registration weekend. For these elections, we only have 45 days to prepare for an election, including running a registration weekend. So it is a challenge for all of us, but it is a challenge for which we can never fail. So we, all of us, assist with preparations for these elections. And as a parting word, for those South Africans who have access to the internet, those do not necessarily have to go to a station. They can go onto our website, elections.org.za, to check and update their details and even to register as first-time voters. They do not have to wait for the weekend. They can do so during the day in the convenience of their homes or their offices to register online. And those South Africans who still do not have access to the internet can avail themselves of the convenience of a voting station close to a place where they live over the weekend of the 18th and the 19th.
Well, we certainly wish you and your team all the best, and enjoy an open invitation, not only to this show, but certainly all the shows in Cape Talk and 702 to communicate any messages you need to get out to the electorate. Masego Shaburi, thank you very much for your time this morning. Deputy Chief Electoral Officer for Electoral Matters at the IEC. It's 5:21.